This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Bring Ford here in just a moment, but joining us now on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline is a friend of the program. We've had him on several times before and happy to bring him back again. Sherman Williams, former Alabama great, also with the Dallas Cowboys. Sherman, thank you so much, sir, for being on with us. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Everything is good. I'm down here on the Gulf Coast of the Gulf Shores in Mobile, Alabama, and it's probably going to be a little wind noise behind me. I don't know if you can hear me clear right now, but I'm out here trying to enjoy a little bit of the sunshine. But it's always a pleasure to spend time with you guys.
It's always great. Well, last time we visited with you was right after your book came out, Crimson Cowboy, about your life and the instruction involved. And always great to hear your message. And I know you're down there to deliver your message again down in the Mobile area. Sherman, tell us about it.
Yes, sir. We have a gala, our inaugural gala for our organization, the Palmer Williams Group, I spoke about the last time we visited.
Mm-hmm.
David Palmer and I have an organization called the Palmer Williams Group. And what we do is we work with socially disadvantaged youth. We help kids who want to participate in youth sports but can't afford the financial burdens of participating. And we come out and we do fundraising, do camps and clinics, free camps and clinics for the kids. And we help them be able to participate in youth sports, but not only sports. We also offer a financial literacy campaign where we work with Compass, BBVA, and also BB&T to offer a financial literacy seminar to kids between the age of 9 and 14. And also we have the LifeSync Academy, and we have that deals with social skills about job training, about how the interview process goes, how to dress, how to speak, how to present yourself, those types of things. We try to help the kids with etiquette to where when they do get released into society, that they will have a real opportunity to be successful.
Wow, that is fantastic, Sherman. And you mentioned so many great key things that I think a lot of our youth need a little help with, and just to some advice and some leadership in terms of, you know, how you present yourself and how you interview and how you really sell yourself to somebody. Good, these key points that you bring to these young men and women around our state that certainly is a big benefit.
Yes, sir. And me and David, we come from backgrounds of similar to those kids that we interact with. I'm from Pritchard, and David from Pratt City in the Jefferson County area. And I'm down here from Mobile County in the Pritchard city limits. And what we do is we use our personal experiences. You know, we was fortunate enough that God blessed us with an athletic ability, so we was able to overcome some of the obstacles and make it to the level of NFL and play on a professional level. But we were not adequately equipped to be able to handle the position. So we wanted to make sure that we use our personal experiences, you know, with financial literacy, knowing more about finances, also having that etiquette to where when you're representing an organization or a company, you have the proper etiquette and those types of things that we wasn't harped upon during our adolescence day. And we want to just try to bridge that gap to the kids who's not getting that information, and we want to be able to put them in a position where they can receive the information.
Again, Sherman Williams, not only a great player and a star at Alabama, but played in the NFL. Also, in his book, Crimson Cowboy, he details some of the mistakes he made and how he reacted to those mistakes in a positive way and is following up with that. And all, when you have all of the different outreaches that you and David have had as part of the Palmer Williams Group, do you see a lot of kids that just do not have the role models that they need? Is that a void that you're trying to fill there as well, Sherman?
Correct. Majority of the kids that we interact with come from single-parent homes. And statistically, we know that a two-parent home have a much more greater opportunity for success. But that doesn't mean that if you come from a single-parent home that you can't be successful. We're just trying to cut down some of the numbers and benefit some of the odds on the more positive side to help some of these kids that do come from a single-parent home that maybe need that other side to help them, to give them a little bit of encouragement, to give them a platform to express themselves, to give them an ear, a listening ear, to express their issues and probably ask some questions that they may have that maybe just one parent just don't have the answer. And we just try to bridge that gap.
Sherman, is there a website or an address or some way our listeners here in Central Alabama can get in contact or get more information about what you and David are doing?
Absolutely. They can visit our website. We have a website at PalmerWilliamsGroup.org. Some people get it mixed up with .com, but it's PalmerWilliamsGroup.org. And you can go on there and visit our website. We have volunteer opportunities. We always travel around the state. We're in the Central Montgomery area quite frequently. We definitely need people to come out and volunteer for our camps, volunteer for our clinics, help us work with these kids. And also, we have our inaugural gala coming up this weekend, this Thursday, June the 15th at the fairgrounds down in Mobile County. And people can go on there and purchase tickets to the event and come out. Emmitt Smith, Hall of Fame inductee, three-time Super Bowl champion, NFL all-time leading rusher, will be there to share his message of success with our people to help us raise funds so we can continue to fund our project and fund what we have going on. So that's going to be our inaugural gala, but we also have our fourth annual youth athletic youth camp that we will be doing also in the Mobile County area at Chickasaw Park. So all this information is on our website at www.palmerwilliamsgroup.org, and people can learn more about what we do, and also they can come out and volunteer. They can also register their kids at a free clinic and, you know, just keep them up to date to what we have going on whenever we come their way.
You know, Sherman, when Emmitt starts talking, please don't let him talk about that day at Legion Field when he ran all over Alabama. I think he was the leading rusher against the Tide ever at Legion Field. I can still see him running through that Crimson Tide defense that afternoon in Birmingham. Wow, that was a tough one.
Yeah, I know. We got several radio and television personalities down here that ask him the question over the last few weeks during interviews about that game against the Crimson Tide. Back then, when Emmitt made his college presence known, and it was a big game for him, and it really catapulted him into a starting position at Florida.
That's great stuff. Sherman, please stay in touch with us, and when you get in the Montgomery area, we will, of course, anytime give you a chance to get on there and publicize it. We salute you for the good works that you and David are doing, and we give you all the support we can. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
I sure thank you, and it's been a pleasure, and it's been a blessing. And I look forward to continue communications between us. And
sure.
I hope that you guys get a chance to visit our website at www.palmerwilliamsgroup.org. And also, you can follow us on Instagram at Crimson Cowboy and Twitter at Crimson Cowboy 20. So you have plenty of outlets to reach us and contact us.
Fantastic. Hey, Sherman, thank you, my man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, great stuff from Sherman Williams here today, and some great work he and David Palmer are doing for our youth in our state and our region. I can remember sitting there at Legion Field going, who is this guy? I mean, why can't they stop this guy today? He's killing them.
I never